What's happening, y'all? Welcome back. This is episode 156 of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow, the number one Arrowverse podcast on Pornhub. I am your host, the self-knighted Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Merlin, aka the HNIC. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight, Mara?
I'm doing quite well.
That's good to hear. Good to know. Good to see. All of that. Anything interesting happen to you this week?
I'm still training for my new job.
Training. Training is good.
It is. It's been fun.
Yeah, yeah. But we're not here to talk about Mara being trained. We're here to talk about the Arrowverse on the CW. That being Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Lightning, Batwoman, Stargirl, Superman, and Lois, you know, all of them. And yes, I know how that sounded. I said it like that on purpose. So, let's talk about... I don't know which one you want to talk about first.
Let's start with Legends. Please just get Legends out of the way. I literally just didn't even bother taking notes. I just was like, you want the gist of the story? Was it's about Constantine finding this fucking fountain to get his powers back. It has something to do in Spain. This little boy who's a mute but also has powers. Constantine takes them, trades Crowley. The end. Oh, pink alien baby Gus also growing up. Lita goes into labor. Mick got mad. Oh, she goes into false labor. She fakes the labor.
Yeah, she faked it.
Mick got like 48 babies in his skull.
Yeah, he got 48 eggs in his head.
John is tweaking, I guess.
Yeah, he's using potions now to get his powers back because that's his only option right now because he's desperate.
And I was just like, okay. And Zari, one point, I didn't remember that, but I was just like, Zari, though.
Yeah, they switched at the end of the last episode. She was like, I'll let you come out for a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was Legends.
Yeah, yeah, that was Legends. That's all there really is to it. I mean,
oh, and Gary lost his glasses.
But then he found them, so.
Yeah.
They were just lost at the beginning of the episode, and then he had them later on. So he's,
there
was really no point to that either. It just kind of was a thing that they did because why not?
Yep. That was it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What next?
All right. Do I want to end cheesy or do I want to end? Let's go with Superman and Lois.
What was that last episode of Legends called, by the way?
I'm sorry, Bad Blood.
Hmm?
Bad Blood.
Oh, okay. Now, this episode of Superman and Lois is called what?
Failsafe.
Interesting name. So, we kind of kicked this off with a young Edge. He's being trained by his father with the little shit that's supposed to hurt and all that. I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
The conversion beam, that's what I'm just going
to
call it.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. Anyway, that was happening. But then we got Superman in there talking to Edge in his kryptonite cell. He was like, yo, what did you do with the Eradicator? Because you went up in space with the shit, and then some shit happened, and then it wasn't there no more. What did you do? Man, he's not telling him because Edge.
He's like, I'm not doing this shit today.
Meanwhile, the mayor goes to see Kara and Lana. He was like, yo, you just take a leave of absence for a while. Everything will be all right. I'll help smooth things over. You'll be fine. Just you know, temporarily, and you'll be back.
Give it some time.
Yeah, yeah. Come to find out he's full of shit. Who knew? Who'd have thunk that this politician would be a fucking liar?
Right. And it's always during election season. Approaching an election season.
It's always approaching an election season. They got to be elected every few years. So it's just like they're in a constant cycle. especially in your position, like mayor, who doesn't have a fucking term limit. Like, he can just keep running over and over again.
Until he dies.
That's one solution. So there's an assembly that's going to be happening at the school. We're going to talk about what happened. Sarah's
everyone ditches.
Yeah, Sarah's like, fuck this, I'm leaving. Well, Jordan's just like, well, I'm not letting you leave alone, I'm going with you. Then that one popular girl comes to talk to John again, and she's just like, hey, want to come with me? And he's like,
sure.
Yeah, I'd hit that. I'll come with you. And there was
that doesn't end well.
Not at all, which is weird the way it ended, because it seemed like she started flirting with him before everybody found out that his grandfather was in the DOD.
So, yeah, like she'd been I fucking him for like some time now.
Yeah. So it's weird that that's what came out as being her reason behind it. I'm thinking there has to be more to this. Maybe she actually does like him or something, but yeah.
Who knows? She didn't stop him later on, but we'll go into that.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
There's some more newspaper stuff going on. Lois, newspaper lady. What's the newspaper lady's name?
Chrissy.
Yeah, she's like, Lois, I need you to go talk to old man Lane, get some info. She's like, he won't give a comment. She's like, go talk to him, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like,
go talk to your daddy.
Every now and then I feel like Lois needs to be like, did you forget who the fuck I am?
Like, right, like she,
like
she,
I'm doing you a favor being at your newspaper. Like, I am Lois fucking Lane.
She's like, I could start a whole paper, bitch, and shut your shit down.
Basically,
but I won't.
John Henry Irons is tracking. He has a tracking device so he can find, Kryptonians and shit. And he finds creepy secretary lady. She's headed toward the DOD, so Superman.
And he's. Smacks the shit out of her out of the air.
Yeah. She's about to hit the DOD and Superman just pow takes her down.
Like, ooh.
Him and John Henry like, yeah, you ain't doing shit. So old man Lane's like, yo, I'm about to get rid of all the kryptonite weapons. This
and
is just
Clark's like, nah, hold on to that.
Yeah. He comes to him later. He's like, look. We gotta have these, all right? Because
I get it now.
This shit just happened. And they're just like, what a mature way to handle this. Unlike somebody else we know in this universe who doesn't take people with kryptonite very well. Somebody has one little sliver of kryptonite and she loses her fucking mind over it.
I literally wrote my notes. See, he's reasonable.
Yeah. Somebody who like understands that it's not okay for one person to have absolute power over everybody on the planet. And not have any kind of fail safe against them. Like, everybody else can be killed by a bullet, you know?
Right. Like, you need a whole other planet, Terry Rock.
Yeah. And somebody has one. One person has one little piece of it, and you're losing your mind because one person has the power to do something to you. When you have the power literally to kill anybody with the snap of your finger.
Right. And you could probably still kill that person before they reach that one small rock.
Yeah. She's very unreasonable about that. But anyway.
I'm not looking forward to the 24th of August.
What date is that?
24th of August.
Okay. So then we got John's riding in the car with that popular girl. Did you catch her name?
No, and I was just like, okay, I didn't care enough to go back and look for it.
Yeah. So that's happening. Sarah and Jordan are hanging out. She's telling them, like, I'm worried about my dad, because, Cal doesn't take these kind of things very well.
Well, one thing, because remember, like, a few weeks ago, I was asking about why Kyle kept saying, why he kept calling her Mija. Remember?
What'd you say?
Do you remember like all that like a few weeks ago when I was asking why Kyle called her Mija, and I was just like,
oh yeah.
So turns out he's Mexican.
Yeah. Family's from Mexico. Yeah.
Didn't know that. But I was like, that makes more sense. I was like, okay. And during that time, Jordan then gives like an A plus pep talk, which causes them to kiss.
Did they actually kiss? Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought they got cut off before they could.
No, they were full on making out before that cop showed up.
Okay. I looked away for a second. When I looked back, the cops were there. I thought they had gotten stopped from kissing.
I know. The sight of seeing teenagers kiss also makes me want to look away.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't why I looked away, but it was, you know, it was a happy accident.
I know. Funny.
But you're right. I don't enjoy seeing teenagers kissing either. It's weird.
Right?
Like, your children, right. Stop that.
Ew.
So also Cam sees his fire department folks. Lana's there too at the diner. It does not go well.
It doesn't. I think I wrote that in my notes too. It was like, it does not go well.
Yeah. It 100% did not go well. Then we talk about, we got old man Lang like, yo, I'm not giving you a comment to print, so leave me alone.
We not doing that, but check on your husband, man. Something's not up. Something's up.
Yeah, he acting up. We need to talk to him because he tripping. But we got Superman is talking to Edge again. Newspaper lady getting an attitude with Lois because she didn't get a comment from her father. And she was just like, what are you hiding from? I'm like,
it's just like, sis, like, do you remember that they are a government agency?
Yeah. She's like, why are you protecting? I'm not protecting him. I'm protecting you, bitch. Like,
right. They are a government facility. They will wipe you off the earth and erase that you ever existed.
And then tried to say something like, okay, well, if you're not going to do this, then, you know, you don't need to be here. And I'm Lois. I'm like, okay, cool. You're right. I don't need to be here.
Right.
You need me far more than I need you. So goodbye.
You know what's crazy? I was about to say, like, I feel like now she could go back to the Daily Planet. But does the Daily Planet know that Morgan? Like, cause I remember, like, so
they don't know about the stuff that's happening in Smallville. Nobody knows outside the DOD.
And that's what Papa Lane's trying to.
Yeah, he's trying to make sure it stays that way. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, so she still couldn't go back.
No. No, but she can start. She can definitely pull a Iris and just, you know, start her own, like, you know, online. Because she's Lois fucking Lane. Like, people know her name. Like, she can start her own shit.
No, I know. I believe it. I'm just saying.
So yeah, let's see. So yeah, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but yeah, that popular girl just wanted John to give her information because his father's in the DOD. Let's see.
Yeah, and because apparently everyone's talking about it, and it's just like, so?
Exactly. So what?
What you thought, like, you were just talking about for a few, and then all of a sudden, he was going to talk about the DOD.
Yeah, she's the worst.
Teenagers are stupid.
Yeah, they are.
And I was going to say, when she told him, when he figured that out, when he left, she ain't even tried. He's like, I'm a Walt. And she was like, but after all that, and he was like, yeah, deuces. She didn't even try to stop because she knows he was right. Mm-hmm. And she knows she wrong.
All kind of wrong.
Horrible. Don't be like that to people.
So yeah, we kind of touched on this with Superman tells old man Lane, like, yo, keep them weapons, you know, just because we need to fail safe.
I will say everyone's points on whether they should, why they shouldn't, were all valid. But I think the part of having one small fail safe is the biggest point of them all. Because Clark made a good point when he told Lois, and she was like, well, that won't happen to you if you won't get corrupted. And he was like, but it just happened.
It literally just happened.
Like 10 minutes ago.
Well, you showed you could overcome it, but how much damage could I have done before I did overcome it? You know, it's just like, nah. No.
Yeah, Clark touched on the fact that, like, you know, he's always had to hold back, and for the first time he was able to let go And he was like, oh my God, I like this.
Like, this is great. He's like, he's literally like getting an erection talking about it to you right now. Like, but yeah, so John gets home. He sees John Henry Irons in the bar, you know, working on his cyber suit thingy. Clark sees him there and he's like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Why are you not at school? And yeah, we talked about this Lois being pissed at Clark about the kryptonite stuff. You know,
she pissed at the kid, she pissed at Clark.
This is the thing though, you said everybody has their own, you know, reasons behind it, but her reasons are 100% personal.
And yeah, just, like, this is all, like, especially like when she was talking about how she was trying to get them, you know, like last week or whatever it was, to not, you know, nuke him. Mm-hmm. And it was like, because that only benefits you and your two kids.
Yeah, we're talking about the fate of the entire planet right now. You're talking about you and them two. Sorry.
Like, right. So at this point now, that was cute the first time it happened. It happens again on site, has to go.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, push come to shove, you still have Kara. Technically,
yeah, we have she another Kryptonian really, that can fight him. You know,
she don't really venture much out of Sterling.
National City.
I will never get that right.
I don't know where you got Sterling from, but
I was thinking of Starling before it turned into Star City. Only fucking show to fucking change their town's name partway through the show.
It's a comic book thing. I don't know why they did Starling City in the first place. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, she don't venture much out of National City, but you know, you still technically have her.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird that she didn't, you know, help out here. This is the kind of thing that she should probably help with.
I think about that and all the times. I'm just like, what is she doing right now?
Like, there are more Kryptonians here. And Clark didn't just say, hey, cuz.
Do you want to help me with this?
It's the, you know, logical thing. You're like, there's other Kryptonians here. There's this other dude here who seems to know who I am and is trying to hunt me down and kill me. You want to help me, like, take him out, cuz? You know?
You know. You know,
we're family, right? Like, you got my back? Like, no? Okay. Yeah. So, let's see. Yeah, they get the call about Jordan being arrested. It was for trespassing, but really it was just because, you know, Sarah.
Sarah's alive.
Yeah. Then Lois catches the mayor being an asshole because, you know, he's a fucking liar.
And she tells him off.
Yeah, as she should.
And while she's venting to Lois, I'm just like, and Lois is probably going to write a story about this, I bet you.
Yeah. So, we talked about this before, how Lois and Clark are talking, and he's like talking about how he's always been holding back and how it felt good to let go. So they just come to do a decision like, yo, all right, we'll just
Lois give like, to yo, John.
Yeah, I don't trust the DOD, so let's give him to John Henry Irons, you know, let him handle it.
I believe that. I feel like it's a rational choice.
Yeah. It's a lot of power to give one person, but you know.
There's also song. A lot of trust to put in a person.
There is a song out there, you know, by, you know, pre-crazy Kanye, you know, no one man should have all that power, you know. I like that song. But yeah. Then newspaper lady still tripping. Because she just got an attitude, and it's just like, if I'm Lois, I'm like, you know what? I had this file here for you. You can have something, but you know what? Fuck you. You know, I'll just print this myself because you ain't got no act right. So,
it's be like that. So then we have, we're back at Edge in his containment cell. Thinking back to like him trying to find an alternate solution for his father's plan that's still unfolding.
Well, he was,
And he's just like, my father was raped. And his eyes go blue. And I was like, is this Zod? Are we getting Zod now? Have we gotten clear on what our direction is? We realistically only have 2 episodes left in this season. And Lana and Kyle talk about starting fresh. I think, again, there's been a lot of will they, won't they.
Yeah.
The Edge gets, they go check on Edge and he gets free.
Yeah, because he's got like all of them in him now. Like that's what he did with the Eradicator. He like absorbed them all. That's why he was hearing all their voices in his head and shit. He became the Eradicator.
That makes more sense now.
Oh, you didn't know what happened?
I still wasn't putting that together. I was like, I don't understand. Is this saying that Zod's taking over his body?
No, it wasn't Zod. It was all them Kryptonians, it looked like. He got all of them in him. Oh my God. That's why it was like he was sacrificing himself and letting himself be taken by all of them. He becomes the Eradicator.
What in the split?
Yeah.
So he breaks out. They can't find him because he's on the other side of the sun fucking absorbing it.
Yeah. And basically all of you are fucked. So, yeah. You better call your cousin now, Clark. Like,
right. Can we get backup? Is this how they introduce Stargirl into the universe? Because they come back the same day.
Maybe. That would be cool, but I doubt it.
Yeah. Maybe that's when we'll finally see John go fucking Green Lantern.
We'll see.
Or they'll just keep teasing us with it.
That's all they've been doing. But yeah, that's it. That was Superman and Lois. Want to move on to the Flash?
Let's get into the season finale. Was this the season finale?
Yes, this was the season finale.
Yeah, the season finale of Flash.
Which was called what?
Heart of the Matter, Part 2.
Okay, so we get going in this one. Bart's still all fucked up. Godspeed's out fighting in the street, and you know, Joe and Kramer see him, and it's like, oh shit, what the fuck's going on here? We got Barry talking to the real Godspeed inside August Hart's head. Find out like he's basically jealous because he doesn't have organic speed. He just wants the organic speed because it's the real speed and all that, because his isn't real. It don't work the same way and all that kind of shit, whatever.
Right, just a bitch.
He just hates Bart because he said Bart is unworthy. Because
Bart's arrogant. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. Sorry that Bart's better at this than you. Let's see. But yeah, we find out memory loss was a side effect of him fracturing himself through time and all that. I don't know. Okay.
I guess being very fractured in time.
Yeah.
Tells Barry to give him organic speed and he'll absorb the others back. And Barry gets some bass in his voice.
He does.
And some weight in his foot and was like, I already said your answer, and it's no.
Yeah, you don't get organic shit, but you can take some damn, go to Whole Foods if you want something organic.
Right. For the first time, I was just like, ooh, I see what Iris sees.
Then we got Nora like, hey, you should just give him the organic speed. And we're like, nigga, what?
How'd you raise an idiot?
Like, yeah, exactly. And if I'm Barry and Iris, I'm like, who raised you? Like, that's not what we do. She's like, but you
that's
have
not
to.
What, that's not what we would raise you to do. And
like, if you don't sit your little narrow behind down somewhere.
Hey, shut the hell up.
We are not giving him shit.
Right? Like, we're not doing that shit.
Yeah. Then we got Cecile talking to, memory loss Hart.
trying to make him, trying to reassure him that, you know, we'll make sure you don't turn into a monster. It's okay. You're stronger than that.
Yeah, we'll find out.
That's what he's not.
No, not at all. He's not.
Speed Force Nora comes back and she gives everyone like an instant upgrade,
including, you know, pepping Bart back up
with a boost.
Yeah we got a little Chester and Allegra stuff right there between that, though, when he was, you know, getting her back, you know, getting her shit back together,
gave her some props so she could feel better.
But yeah, Bart, you know, comes back in contact with Jay, or Uncle Jay, as he says it, because, you know, he hasn't seen him since the Uncle Jay he knew died.
Yep.
But
this Jay doesn't know him yet. So he was like, oh, that's new.
Yeah. Uncle Jay. Okay. Then back in the city, Joe about to get all fucked up, but Kramer has, like, you know, super speed now. I'm like, oh wait, what happened here?
Yeah, I was just like, she speed runs to him.
Yeah, gets him out of there, but then she seizes up and passes out. But then we get the whole Speedster family showing up to fight the Godspeeds, all of them. Like, yo, we're gonna rumble here.
I have words about this.
About what?
I'm so confused as to, I know Iris has, you know, a spark of the Speed Force in her. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, most weeks she's not, not really useful, right?
Right. Hence, Speed Force giving them all a boost, including her.
Just pretty much just gave her a use. So, will that go away? Is she now, like...
Yeah, I'm sure that boost is temporary.
Yeah. I was just here like, so now Iris is a speedster?
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure that boost is temporary for all of them.
Okay. Because I was just like, make it make sense, Greg. Make it make sense.
Yeah. So it turns out the Godspeeds are feeding off of the Speed Force, though. So she's got to leave.
I got to get out of here.
But Allegra comes in with that device and knocks them all the fuck out. So they're able to.
And they all get out of there.
Nora still tripping, like, give Heart the speed. And I'm still like, shut the fuck up.
Bart's right? Like, oh, the city needs heroes, not parents. And it's like, I guess.
Yeah, and as a hero, I should give him what he wants? That makes sense to you?
Right. I was just like, this ain't a thing of like, I'm not giving you the iPad because you haven't shown me that you deserved it. This isn't that.
This is giving this villain what he wants in order to do more damage. Like,
right, because
if I give him the speed, it's worse. You realize that will be worse, right? You see how that turns out.
Right. I was saying just like, what do you really think the outcome will be if we give this dude speed?
It's ridiculous.
Kids are dumb.
They are. They are. Dumb as fuck.
Love mine, but dumb.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the things that, yes, they're dumb, but they're supposed to be because kids are dumb. They don't know no better.
We get another Cisco sighting.
Yes, he's still there. He's Mecha still alive. Vibe, as they call him. He does some weird kind of bubble thingy.
The entropy bubble.
Yeah, that.
But like, does it around them to keep him out? I don't understand why it required them to hold their breath, though.
Maybe it's like airtight or some shit. I don't know.
I guess. Or maybe they would get stuck in it.
Maybe. I have no idea, but he did it like temporarily, just enough to, you know.
Yeah, there was a timer on it too, he said.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding the science, but I also realize I don't have a degree in physics or science.
Of any time, yeah.
Social sciences. Don't. Arts and sciences.
That's not real science. We both know it.
There's a science to it.
Right. So, Barry's like, all right, we're going to give him that speed, but I got a plan. You sit the fuck down, though. Both of you.
Right. Like, he was like, go sit on the couch while we get the car together. The both of you.
And they even get an attitude about that. Like, no. If you don't shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down while we handle this, I'll whoop your ass myself.
The city don't need parents, but you do.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go out there, don't worry about Godspeed. I'm whooping your ass.
Right.
So they give him the speed. Godspeed absorbs the clones.
And August is like, you're right. You know, I like being dead.
Yeah. So Speed Force and Iris are, they're doing something over there.
I was just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, they're doing something.
And like Godspeed, he absorbs, you know, his clones. And all I could think was, at least he kept his word.
He did. He absorbed the clones and now he's going to rain all kind of terror. But.
Yeah, but he kept his word.
Yeah. And then we get help from a very unlikely ally. Mr. Eobard Thawne, the Reverse Flash, is back.
You know the meme of the dude in like the sweater with a cigarette and his hands like this on his face?
Mm-hmm.
That was me when Thawne showed up. Because it was really just like, what in the fuck is happening on this show? What is happening?
Yeah.
And then it doesn't stop there, Travis. It doesn't stop there.
Oh.
What was with the Lord of the Sith
I was about to say, are we talking about the lightning swords?
What was with the lightning sabers? The lightning sabers.
Yeah. I saw that. I'm like, wait. So we got Speed Force lightning swords now? That's a thing? That's what we're doing?
I knew really? Godspeed had, like, he has usually, like, a staff of lightning, right? Isn't that one of the things that it's like in one of his posed pictures? I'd have to look it up. I don't know.
I remember that when I saw Nora do that speed little lightning lasso. Whip lasso thing. I'm like, really? She does that? I wasn't expecting the sword battle though. I was not expecting
sabers. The one pose, because they were posing during it too. They were posing to let you know, yeah, we're nerds and we are definitely doing this off of Star Wars.
Yeah.
There was one point where Godspeed is in the middle. He's got one, I think, like out in front of him, and then he's got one behind him, just straight across, just like, yeah, stopped you from getting me. And I was like, posing as bitches.
Yeah. Why he got two and they only got one though? Like,
he's a god, Travis. I thought we went over this.
I guess. I'm just like, how do you get two? And your speed only came because Barry gave it to you. Like, you...
Right. You not a god. You was literally gifted it now.
Yeah. Thawne almost kills him. I thought he did kill him. Because I was just
I was just like, okay, cool. That's one problem out of the way.
Like, what are you doing? I'm like, he was killing him. What?
Right. Like, did you want this to be over or not? You want a continuation? Like, what?
The good thing about that though is because he actually has normal speed, he's actually a normal meta, so they can use the, you know, meta cuffs and shit on him now. So
true.
Yeah. He attacks Barry afterwards. Well, Thawne does, but you know,
because shocker. Yeah. Thawne's like, yeah, now it's my turn.
Yeah, but Barry's like, nah, fuck that. It doesn't work out for him.
He was just like, leave while you can. And I was like, leave?
Mm-mm-mm. Like, yeah, I got faster. And he's just like, didn't you? And he's like, wait a minute. So where's this Thawne from?
He's from the negative speed force. Because I literally, when he left, so when he, so
But how long was he in there?
I don't know. I don't even remember when we last saw Thawne for him to be
Last time I remember seeing Thawne was when Nord disappeared.
Yeah, so that's probably when he took off.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Because, like, I was just like, I'm like watching, it's like, are y'all gonna fucking explain what y'all did? Like, I'm not gonna just sit here and just accept the fact that reverse Flash just came out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, you are.
Well, we do know that Nora and Iris tapped into the negative speed force. I don't know what they did within that to be like, oh, Thawne.
Yeah, and was someone able to make a deal with him and all that time and all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like it was like they were trying to whisper sweet nothings like, hey, someone else is trying to kill Barry. Don't you wanna?
Fanta?
Yeah. You know, so it's just like, I'm so confused. He'd probably be the pineapple flavor too.
Probably. So, yeah. So they do all that. Barry and Iris are going to renew their vows now.
And it was the longest 5 fucking minutes of a show I've ever seen in my life.
I swear. I swear, like, when is this over? Why are we doing this? Like, the whole time they're doing the vow, like, why? It was all so Bart could sing. That's really all it was. They wanted Jordan Fisher to sing, and that was all it was. Now, I feel like that's the whole reason they did that vow renewal thing.
I was like, they've been married for, what, 2 years? You already need to renew them?
Yeah, they're like, we didn't get to have a real wedding. I'm like, all right, because Nazi doppelgangers invaded your last wedding.
Whatever. Getting married in the park with your other best friend and his wife, I feel like it's always a win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But your wedding still got interrupted by Nazi doppelgangers.
I guess. Lastly, Kramer finally got fucking interesting and now I don't care again. But
yeah, because she suddenly doesn't hate metas now that she is one.
Yeah. So her metagene test came back positive. She can mimic powers, meta powers that are within close proximity of her. Mm-hmm. So when she should have died, it was because she was close to Adam and he has immortality healing powers. And she was able to save Joe from Godspeed because speed.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. I literally wrote, this vow renewal is the longest 5 minutes I've ever endured of the Flash.
Yeah, Cecile dropped some hints at Joe, like, I want a wedding. I like weddings.
And at that point, I had realized, I forgot y'all never got married.
I realized that too. At that point. I'm like, oh, you're right. They never did get married.
I was like, I could have swore they got engaged or something.
Yeah, yeah, who knows?
But it's over now.
Yeah, yeah.
So at least the fall.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. So, Mara, who's winning this week?
Edge.
I agree.
Nigga is absorbing the sun. Like,
yeah, 100%.
He is totally winning.
Yeah, Edge is definitely winning this week. Who's losing, though?
Me, because I had to watch that fucking vow renewal.
Not the people who had to attend it?
No, because they stupidly were happy for it.
Who's losing over her?
I want to go... Nick or Godspeed, Nick or Godspeed. I will go with Godspeed.
Again, I agree. He's locked up in Iron Heights.
Got stabbed and is now arrested.
Locked up, won't let me out. Yeah. Well, folks, that was The Flash. That was this week's episode of Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow. We will not be back next week because there are no new shows coming next week.
We'll be back in August.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Don't forget you can follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at The Creation World. That is at TheCreatia. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/creationworld. There is also a Facebook group for this particular podcast on Facebook. What's that Facebook group, Mara?
facebook.com/groups/superflesh arrow of tomorrow.
Yes, and also if you're a wrestling fan out there, don't forget to check out Smackin' It Raw every week featuring the Warden Matt Ritter and the Pornhub Poppy himself, Vince Daddy Delgado. We also have a Facebook group for that podcast that is, you know, facebook.com/smackin'it raw. Let's see. Also, you know, once again, as always, subscribe to the YouTube. Check that out. You know, that's where the video version of this is if you're listening to this audio. I know there's enough of you listening to the audio to where we get put over that 100 subscriber hump. If you all just go to YouTube and click that subscribe button, you know, it'd be cooler if you did it.
It'd be appreciated.
Let's see, what else? Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so.
Patreon. Patreon.com/creationworld. There, free, you know, well, not free stuff, but extra stuff for a price. Cool stuff. More stuff. Yeah. Early access to our episodes of the multiverse. We look at, you know, other DC properties, different animated features. We just did
Reign of Superman.
Yes, but we did the one after that, though, where they went up into space.
Oh, right.
Wasn't Reign of the Superman.
Justice League Dark Apocalypse
War. Yeah, yeah, that. I'm like, why couldn't I remember the name of this shit?
That's so I was like, is it Superman?
No, it's not. That was one we did before that. I think that's it. We'll catch you all next time we do this show.
Where can they find you, Travis?
Oh, they can find me on both Twitter and Instagram at @sir_cussalot. That's SIR_CUSSALOTT. Where can they find you, Shark?
Oh, it's on Instagram at MaradaShark. That's MaradaShark.
BTW, last week was Shark Week and you didn't say anything about it.
I didn't. Because I'm still watching the stuff. Like, I've been trained and I never had time to watch it when it was live. So now I'm trying to navigate Disney Plus.
All right. We'll catch y'all next time. Until then, we out.
Bye.